And one would be a?
Foot.
Okay. And in between my bones, I have a?
Elbow.
Or a joint.
Joint, okay.
And I, when I eat, I swallow things and they go into my?
Stomach.
Okay. Now, if someone is eating something that doesn't agree with them, you might say they're sick. Did they ever use sick and stomach?
Sick stomach.
Did they ever say, like, I was a little sick on, they say sick on my stomach or sick to my stomach?
Sick to my stomach.
Okay, that's why.
At their stomach.
Sick what?
At their stomach.
Sick at their stomach. Okay. But you would mostly say sick on?
Sick to.
Sick to your stomach. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if someone has a lot of muscles and can lift a lot of weights, they're considered to be what? They're, you might say that guy, that person is really,
Strong.
Yeah. Would other words apply there, could you use?
Big muscled.
Yeah. Okay. Big muscled. Okay.
Brawny.
Brawny, yeah.
Okay. If you can't talk, you might be a little,
Hoarse.
Okay. And, that, condition that some people have when they get older and they can't move their,
Arthritic.
Okay. Or what is that called? I have a little,
Arthritis.
Okay. And that pain you get sometimes in your side and you have to have a operation?
Appendicitis.
Okay. Now, can you remember other diseases or illnesses that people had when you were little, you know, before they have all the medicine that they have now that were really dangerous because, you know, it could wipe out entire communities?
Scarlet fever, infantile paralysis.
Hmm.
Oh, we didn't have plague.
Did you have a dip?
Diphtheria?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess they still had that.
Smallpox.
Influenza?
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any of those
that was the reason that I was born in Florence instead of Nathrop was because I was born in 1919, and that was the flu epidemic. And my dad had to go down and get in front of the train to stop the train. To get mother on the train.
At Nathrop.
At Nathrop. There were a lot of people died then.
Mm. That must have been awful.
Must have been.
No one in your family, though, was...
No.
Isn't that something?
Because it was supposed to be very contagious, and the conductors weren't supposed to let anybody on the train to go from one place to another.
But he got out in front of the
train?
He
got right in front of the train and made the train stop. He put mother on.
Made him take you.
Yeah. Oh, he was a rougher.
Was he?
That was your first train ride, wasn't it?
Yeah.
First train ride before you were even born. Yeah. He sounds like a real interesting guy.
Yeah,
interesting
character.
Yeah. If someone got shot, they would have a gunshot in their side. It'd be called a gunshot
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something called proud flesh? When a wound begins to heal over, is it ever called proud
yeah,
flesh?
Yeah, I guess so. Huh?
Okay. If someone is never well, they're just all the time sick, you know. And
puny.
Okay. Is that what people would say?
Yeah.
Puny. Say he's really puny. Okay. And if you can't hear, you might be a little
deaf, hard hearing.
Okay. It's the last page. Almost done. When the sun comes up in the morning, that's called what?
Sunrise.
Okay. And when it goes down?
Sundown.
Okay. Sundown. Would they ever call it sunset?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But sundown is the more...
I think so.
Okay.
They use sundown a lot in this country.
Okay. Sundown. Okay. And if it's, if it was like a quarter till four, if it was like 15 minutes until 4 o'clock, how would you say that using the quarter form? You look at you and you say, it's a quarter...
quarter of four.
Quarter of four.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think people are more apt to say that than say 3:45.
Yeah. I think so. It's a little easier to say.